Morning, everybody. Okay, so again, Bezer Hashem, this coming Sunday we have the Bechina, and okay, we continue today in packet 19. I mean, that's a new packet. So yesterday we discussed the Hefsek Tara and the Molch. So after the Hefsek Tara, so now we're ready to begin the Zayin Nikiyim. And the Mishnah has different opinions here on Samach Ches Amud Beis on page 19 in terms of how many bedikas you have to do. So, because the Zayin Nikiyim, you have to make sure that there's no dam during the Zayin Nikiyim. And the way to ascertain that there's no dam is to do bedikas. So the Mishnah says, "Azav la'azav shabaku atzmon biyom harishon umotzu tohor." That's on page 1 on packet 19. Uviyom hashvi umotzu tohor ushar yomim shebineim lo barku. Because he did a bedika the first day and the seventh day, Rabbi Elazar Omer Einim Cheskas Tara. So Rabbi Eliezer says that's good. Shu Omer Einim El Yom Rishon V'Yom Shvi Bovad. And Rabbi Shua says no. Only the first day and the seventh day count because those are the days he did bedikas on, but not the other days. And Rabbi Akiva says no, that since there's a hefsek between the first and the seventh, so who says maybe there was bleeding in between, as Rashi says. So therefore you only get the seventh day counts, and then you have to count six more days, because all the days in between you lost. So the question is, so how do we paskin? So the Gemara here, he says, on the bottom of page Samach Ches Amud Beis, Yibayin Lahu, Hazav Hazav Shabak Latzma Yom Rishon Yom Shmin Yom Matzu Tohor Shar Dvarim Lo Bodku, Reb Elezer Mahu. Reb Elezer speaks in the Mishnah of the first and the seventh. So does he mean dafka? Tchilas of himself and beinu v'hacha, tchilas of ikas self and leka. In other words, what if you only have the tchilas on and you didn't do the self on? You had the first day, but you didn't have the seventh day. Here you did the first day and the eighth day. The eighth day is already too late. That's already outside the 7 days. So you do the eighth day, that doesn't count. So does that go, or do we say Dilma Tchilas and Afal Gav Shein Sofan? So Rav says he Tchilas and Afal Shein Sofan, and Rabbi Chanina Omer Tchilas and Sofan Beinan. So it's a machlokes whether you need Tchila and Sofan or it's enough just to have the Tchila. So that's a machlokes. Rav says Tchila afal fi shein sof is good enough, and Rabbi Chanina says you need tchilas of this sofan. So therefore, if you need one on one day, one on day seven. So if you had one on day eight, that's not matzurif because it's outside the seven. So if you look in the Rambam. So he says Tchila Afal Pishein Sof is good. Page 2. Halacha Chav Beis. Chim Badka B'yom Rishon Mimei Asvira Matzah Tohor V'yom Haches U'Matzah Tohor Harezu B'Cheskes Tohor. So 1 and 8 is good, even though the 8 doesn't count, because all you need is tchila is good enough. And the Ravid says, on page 5, the fourth line, Batka be'emtza hashiva. Say you didn't have tchil also, but you had be'emtza. Right? As the Gemara talks about tchil ansof or tchil ve'ensof, so ve'tchil. But if you had be'emtza, one bedika on the third day or something like that. So Batka be'emtza hashiva v'lo batka lo b'tchilos v'lo b'sof v'lo shamanim. That's not Beferish in the Gemara or in the Mishnah. But he says, Mestaber Lekula. He says, it's Mestaber Lekula. And he gives you a Raya, Shari Shani, the Hafsekas Anida, by Hafsek Tara. It says Nida Shabbat Katzva Yom Shvi Shachris Matzah Tohor Achar Shiva Yomim Barkel Matzah Tomei Arizim Cheskes Tohora Chamam Yafilu Sheni Lindo Shabbat Katzva Matzah Tohor Arizim Cheskes Tohora Hachabai Bedikav Hachabai Bedikav Hachasagla Bedikav Zemtzoi Hachanami Sagla Bedikav Zemtzoi. So he says, you see from there that a need is bat ka'atzma yom ha-shvi shachris u'matzah tohor ha-chashivas yom bat ka'u'matzah tomei ha-reizah b'cheskas tahara ha-chacham yomim afilu sheni l'nidasa bat ka'u'matzah tohor ha-reizah b'cheskas tahara. So you see that once she did a bedika, she did a hefsek, right? On day 2, you can do a hefsek, and then it's good. So you muchzuk. Once you muchzuk. So just like when you muchzuk, you did a nida, only needs 7 days, midaraisa. Right? So it doesn't even have to be zayin nekiyin, but it has to have stopped. So if she only bled 2 days, and the third day she did a bedika, then after 7 days, she go to the mikveh. Because when she had one bedika, that's good. She has a chazakah that there's no more dam. So the same thing by the Zayin Nikim. If you did a bedika any time, the first day it could be the third day. So the Baal Amor doesn't like it. He asks Kasha and the Hasagas Harazah, that's the Baal Amor. The third line. Vanu Tameim is a Tame Gonal. Ma Raya Bedikas Nida Hakala, La Bedikas Zava Hachamura. Shazo Ena Tzricha Ela Hafrashas Tar Ben Hashmoshes Bavad, Zo Tzricha Shiva Nekim. He says, by Nida, you don't need Shiva Nekim. You just need to know the blood stopped. So once you knew the blood stopped, it's Muchsav that it stopped. But here you need Shiva Nekim. In other words, by Nida, you just have to be muchzak that the blood stopped. And that's it. Once you know it stopped. You don't need Zayin Nekim. But here you need Zayin Nekim. So that's more chomer. So maybe if you need Shiva Nikiyim, it's not enough just to do in the middle. See, the bottom of the Dikas has Chol of Asof. If you can do a Chol of Asof, be 9 months a day, the Dikas has Emsak, the Dikas has Chol of Dikas has Asof. Right, who said? So he's not so happy with that, Psach of the Ravid. But in the end of the day, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch brings it. Take a look. On page. The page reversely. Yep. Take a look on page 34. So we'll see. The Shulchan Aruch says really you should do two bedikas a day during the Zayin Nikiyim. Achas Shachris, v'achas Somach Lebeit Hashmashos. So Chatchil is supposed to do two a day, 7 days. It's 14 bedikas. That's besides the Hefsek and maybe the Moch. So that's 16 bedikas. But, so that's the Chathilah. Bimlo, Badka, page 35, Bechol HaShiva, El Pamachas, Loshna B'nok, V'yom Rishon, Shoshiva, V'yom Shvi, V'yachad Me'am Tzoy. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you can do the, really, Mikra Din, just like the Gemara says, Tchila V'achal Pis, Al Shein Sof, Sof Al Mikra Tchila, you can do one bedika, the first day, the seventh day, or any day. He even says like the Ravid. Or be'echod me'am tzoyim. Be'echod shabatka b'yom shekodom hashiva. So, in other words, so once there was a hefsek, so now that is muchzak, so then you need one bedika during this shiva nikiyim, that could be any day. But say, for example, a person did a hefsek, but then they didn't do any bedikas during the Zayin Nikiyim. And she did first on day 8, then she lost everything. Because you have to have, once you do a hefsek, there has to be mitzarif to the hefsek, you have to have at least one bedika during the 7 days right after. But if you only had bedikah on day 8, there was nothing during the 7 days, and only during 8, so you lose the chazaka, so to speak. And then you have nothing, then you have to start over. So you have to start over. But the Shulchan Aruch says that you could have one bedika is good enough. But the thing is, you see, the Rambam we saw paskin Rishon Afal Pi Shein Shvi, or Shvi Afal Pi Shein Rishon. And the Ravid adds what? Even a middle day is good. But then there's another shita. There's another shita where the smag. What page? On page 6. So the Smag discusses this whole thing, Tchila Sof, because there is a sheet in the Gemara, Rav Hanina, right? There is a sheet in the Gemara, yeah, on page. Take a look. We had Rav that says on page 19. Rav says Tchila for Pishat Sof, Sof for Pishat Tchila, but Rav Hanina says Tchilos and the Sof and Beinan. That you need 1 and 7. You have to have the benchmarks. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins the way we saw it so far, the Rambam, that 1 or 7 is good. And even more than that, like the Ravid, that even day 4 is good alone, if you did a hefsek. But the Smag says the Royal Hachmir Badovra. First, he says the Allah is like Rav, but then he said, Mikol Mokom, the end of the brackets, on page 6. Mikol Mokom, Mi'achar She'en Ze Psach Mavura Roy Lahach Mevidover. So this is the thing here, that if you look at Shulchan Aruch, they're back on page 34. So, yeah.
But it's not that Mi'achar means you need 1 to 7 or 2?
1.
Is all
of that. We're allowed to have 1 and 7, not to have them, not to have just one, and not to have, for sure, not to have just a middle one.
So where do 2 bedikas
that day come from? So 2 bedikas, we'll see, comes from the Mishnah. We'll get to that. We'll get to that soon. So the Shulchan Aruch says Pamachas is good, even the Emtza. But then he says Yesh Omer Shemich B'Tivdok B'Yom Rishon V'Yom Shvi, like the Smag. And then the thing is, the Shulchan Aruch says V'Ein L'Hakel. So people get very nervous about this. And since it says Ein L'Hakel, so that's Mashba. You see, like, why did he put in those 2 words, Ein L'Hakel? Because usually, if you have a Stam V'Yesh Omrim, the first opinion he says Stam, and then it's the Yesh Omrim, Halakha K'Stam. In other words, when the Shulchan Aruch says a Halakha, and it doesn't say who says it, he doesn't say Yesh Omrim, he just says it, Stam. He just writes a Halakha, and then afterwards it says V'Yesh Omrim. It's mashu. The Iker Halacha is the Stam, is the first one. The Yesh Omrim is not the Iker Halacha. But then he uses a lashon ve'en l'hakel. So the question is ve'en l'hakel like is what he's saying in the end ve'en l'hakel, meaning not to follow the regular ve'en l'hakel according to that. That's the second opinion. But still, the Halacha is like the first opinion. Because it's a Stam V'Yesh Omrim.
Would it be possible to say that the Ein L'Hakel is going on the Stam? In other words, he's saying Stam you just need 1, and then when he says Ein L'Hakel, he's saying he's going back on that, saying like definitely you can't do less than 1. Like you can't just like wait out the whole thing and then do like 1 after the 7, like we said before.
Well, I don't know about that, because L'maisa, it's... Because he said that already. Avimim lo batka b'chol hashiva, v'yom shmini batka matzah tahora, ein la yom shmini b'vat. So, he said that already. That if you did a half seker now, 7 days. So that's the question. What's this? So some people get very nervous. And they tell people that if they miss the first day, then they got to start counting again. So there are people like that. Because of this Elohim. Well, one could have said that Elohim is just within that. Within the V'yei Shomer. V'yei Shomer is talking about the Mishon Yom Shvivei Ein L'Hakel. In other words, not that he's saying Ein L'Hakel as the final psak, but that's the second opinion. Ein L'Hakel. And then it's a Stam V'yei Shomerim, that Halacha Kestam, that it's okay. Now, if you look at the Dogel Mervava here on page 35 in the Otzer Mefarshim, he writes, that even if you're going to say the Chumrat Dekashita of the Smag, it doesn't mean Dafka 1 and 7. What it means is there shouldn't be more than 5 days apart from the Bedikas. So if you have 1 and 7, they're 5 days apart. That's okay. But what if you have 2 and 6? So also you didn't have any 5 days apart. That should also be good, according to that opinion. It's not a dim 1 and 7 dafka one thing. So he says, "Afilu mo batka b'yomishu batka be'echad b'yomim mitzayim gam b'yom shvi gam asmag modin sh'olulah b'vat shlo al kopanim b'yom shapaska batka kidei shetivsok b'tar." So even if you want to be a ein lahakal dika person, but then you still have the don't know the behuda to rely on. And so that's another thing here. And Rabbi has in the Sefer that you could be Mekel. In Lachal, maybe Lachatchila, I think he writes, based on one of the Svarim. So some people are very, very machmir on this, so they the hakel and so. But the pashas to me, that's how Rav Bari paskins is like the first opinion. Chatchila, but in other words, well, you could just say that the hakel means within that second sheet, or you could have the note of Yehuda. You know, there are a lot of different. Ways of getting out of it. Because every once in a while somebody forgets on the first day, or if you can forget on the seventh day. But most probably they usually have at least one, a half second, at least one bedikah in the middle. Okay, so let's see more here on this packet. So the Maisa Lachatchila is supposed to do all of it. Now Ezra was asking, where does it come? Where does it get the the concept of the two bedikas. Where does the Shulchan Aruch get that? So that's based on the Mishnah. On page 7, neither Yud Aleph or Bet Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Pa'amayim." The first word in the line is "Pa'amayim tzrichul yos bodekesh shacharis ubein hashmashos." Means once in the morning. Again, bein hashmashos means, as we said before, it doesn't mean mamish bein hashmashos. It means later in the day. So this is talking about Aval Visham Radaya Shaita, a woman got her period, so the Mishnah says you can assume that she got it just now. You don't have to assume it happened sometime in the past. Tzrichel Yos Bodekes Chutz Min Hanida. So she still has to do Bedikas. Twice a day, except for the Nida. Mishnah's talking about Fataras. So she saw Dam. So the question is, when do we assume the dam came? So the Mishnah says she has a versus kavua, so she could assume it just came now, as our Rashi explains. But when a woman's a nida, so then she's going to be tamei anyway for the next. Say she bleeds for 2 days. Now she needs 5 more days. So no point in doing any bedikas because she's tamei anyway. Yeshev is a dam tor. Pamayim tzrichel is bedekas shachris. So, a woman has to do bedikas to so we'll know. We want to know if she'll bleed, when did it happen? So a woman, if she wants to, she's osik bataras, right? And she has a vesis kavur, so we know more or less when the period is going to come. But stam, during the month, she should do a bedika in the morning and a bedika in the afternoon, because if she'll bleed, so if she did in the bedika in the morning, was clean, we know not to go any further back than the morning, because in the morning she was clean. And the same thing in the afternoon. So she should still do, you know, nothing to do with Nida. I mean, nothing to do with Labayla. It's just we don't want to be mafsitaris. So a woman should be doing 2 bedikas a day. So this way, if she'll bleed, we won't have to be mafsid the taras, save of yesterday, because if in the morning she had a clean bedika, we don't have to go back. So they had this chumrah to do. Now this is lagabi taras, but the Shulchan Aruch barred this din to Hilchas Nida as well. So the question is, know, but the most Rishonim didn't have this din. If you look in the Ramban, the Hilchos Nida LaRamban, let's see if we find Hilchos Nida LaRamban. Here, on page 3, Halacha Gimel, he says, Kol Azayin Yom Mitzricha V'dika Pam Achas B'chol Yom. She only needs one B'dika a day. So this is the Chumrah that the Shulchan Aruch brings down based on the Mishnah. To do that L'chadchila. The only thing is, you know, some Rabbanim Rabbi Willing is a little bit, you know, afraid people might, you know, do too many bedikas, they could scratch themselves. So he believes, Rabbi Willing tells people they could do one bedika a day, l'chadchila. L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch says to do two, so you could do two, you could do two. Rabbi Vadi says you could put some KY jelly on, with the clear lubricant on the bedika cloth to make it easier to do the bedikas. Ravadi doesn't like to put on water because then it can wash away the blood. So we don't put, but the gel won't wash away the blood, and it's a clear lubricant. And the Sma quotes this halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef on page 8 at the bottom says he thinks that the Makor is from that Mishnah. But L'chora is no shaykhus really, that's Rabbi Kivay's taina. On page 9, it really has no shaykhus to Nida, because the ma'aseh it's a din and that you want to save the taras. So, but once she's designed the kiyum, it's not saving the taras, she's the mayor. So it must be that it's like, just like we see that they use this gedder to save the taras, so too that should be an extra chumrah. I think that's what some say to need this. But the bottom line is the Shulchan Aruch does bring it down. So if a person can do it, they can do it, some say. But if not, there's what to rely on. Now, what type of bedikah are you supposed to do? So there's a famous... So we paskin that the bedika that she does for the Zayin Nikiyim is the same bedika she does with Hefsek Tara. It's Bechorin uVesdokim. She has to go in, you know, and then go around the whole surface of the vaginal wall to get into the Chorin uVesdokim. And it's interesting that there's a Ramban. Move the Ramban to this packet. Here, on page 15. So the Ramban has a discussion of how far do you have to go in. I mean, do you have to... Do you have to really mamash go around the whole surface or to get into all the crevices? So at the end, he wants to say maybe only Yesh Lachriya, he writes on page 15 in the third column, that maybe for Hefsek Tara should be more machmir to do. That's the Ikar Chazaka is created by Hefsek Tara. But the Shiva Nikiya, maybe you could be more makel. But Lamaisa in the Shulchan Aruch, we say we don't differentiate. We don't differentiate, and we say that you do the Chorim L'Sdokim for the Hefsek and everything else. And the source of the two bedikas in the Mishnah, but the Smag, you know, writes that you should do two a day. So on page 6 here. Tachlis lispor machor shivas yemei sivrasa. V'chol zayin yemei sivrasa tzvichal likach bedi pishta naki v'lovan. Baruch lachvisa v'osam lakum ba'omek l'chorom l'sdokim. And then the Beis Yosef says it's probably from that Mishnah. Now, if you look in the There's a Ravid. On page 12. Ravid says there are three types of bedikas. One is a kinuach. So kinuach means you just wipe externally. So when can you use the kinuach? That's the halacha when if there's three women sitting in a bed and they find a kesem, or you don't know who's it from. So which woman? So he says, each woman does a bedika, and if one woman finds that she has blood, then the other women can assume that it's not from them. So the Ravid says that bedika could just be a kinuach. So the other bedika is the bedika of the Bais Hachitzan, and then the bedika of the Chorim Misdokim. Bais Hachitzan means you go inside. So he says, so the Ravid paskins that to identify who's the kesem, that's kinuch, is good enough. Sheini bedikas bais achitza and machum bedikas lenido lezava. So the Ravid says against the Shulchan Aruch, he says that for nida you just have to go inside. You just have to, you know, sort of like a tampon. You don't have to go around the chorin mustachim. You just have to go inside. It can't just be a kinuch. And the third type is bedikas chorin mustachim. That's for taras. If a woman's also for taras, so she has to be able to ascertain she's tahora, so he has to do a bedika of chorin mustachim. So in Shulchan Aruch we don't say this. We paskin, and we saw the Ramban made a chiluk between two types of nida. They have sektara of nida that needs chorin mustachim, and the shiva nekiyim doesn't. But we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that everything needs. I mean, everything. All the hilchos need chorin v'zdokim. Means that you have to go inside, and you can't just go inside. You have to go around the whole 360 degrees of the vaginal canal. So that's what the But there's this no to be Yehuda. So this is no to be Yehuda on page 17, where he discusses the different types of, and then he quotes the Rambam. Where he writes here on page 18, he says he looked in all of Hilchos Nida of the Rambam. Whenever they speak about Bedika, he uses the word Kinuach. So he thinks that the Rambam Shita is, so this is a tremendous kula. Because a lot of times women don't. Sometimes a woman, she never heard of bedikas. Like I told you, a lot of times women who thought that before the wedding they don't have to do bedikas. They thought it's only after the wedding. But still, they use the bathroom and they have a tissue and they do a kinuach. So if we can use those kinuachs, you know, even though it's against the Shulchan Aruch, but he will. So that's what Rav Gideon Weitzman told me, that in Teiman, the Minhag Teiman, is that they just do kinuach is good enough.
Always?
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense. Why? Because the Teimanim follow the Rambam, and if you want to claim, like the Noda Behuda, that the Rambam's definition of a bedika is a kinuach, then it's good. So this could be. So when I once had the shayla of a woman who woke up before her wedding, like the day or two before, that she didn't do any bedikas because she thought you don't have to. So I told you, the Chazanish Shita, like Rabbi Ezra Schwartz pointed out, the Chazanish B'Shem Zichron Yosef says, for the Hefsek, it could be the fact that she's Muchzak, that it's already so many days after, she never bleeds, so that could be the... But Rav Gideon Weitzman, you know, is the thing, maybe they could follow the Minhag Teiman, because they did Kinuach. Mistabe, she looks on the tissue every day when she urinates, after she urinates, so... So that could be. So this is the truth of the Noda Behuda. He claims in the Shita Sarambam that whenever he speaks about Biduach, he says Ketzad, and he says Mekaneach. So it makes sense because once I saw this, because Minhag Teiman was Teimanim follow the Rambam. I told you that the Teimanim had the Minhag that when they said Kaddish, this is a Jewish action. Once I had a whole article on this. They say. That's what they have, they say the Kaddish. I don't know if they still say it, but that's what the Teimanim would say. So they're big Rambam people. If the Noda Behuda, you say like the Noda Behuda, that Bikudika is a Kinuach, so B'Shas Hachat, you have this, the Rambam. I won't ask Reb David Feinstein this Shiloh, whether. Kinuach for women. He said, you know, certain women, they, you know, we could rely on a certain type of woman who's, you know. So that would be the makor. So, Bekitzer Abosai, the Shulchan Aruch has to do two bedikas a day. It could be for many women it's too much, so they do one a day. And even then, they could do just one in seven. And even that, maybe not even one in seven, the Noda Behuda says it doesn't have to be one in seven, as long as there's no more than a five day gap. And then we have this idea maybe Kinuach could be a thing. And but it could be that. Maybe it could be the Iker Halacha is like the first day in Shulchan Aruch of that even one Bedika is good. I mean, they have sake and one Bedika. Okay, there's one more point here about on page 27 with the famous Tysus and Ksubas. He asked the question, how come we don't make it, like we make a bracha on Sfira Sa'omer, so how come we don't make a bracha on Sfira Zayin Nekim? So the Shulchan Aruch says, because we're afraid, the Tosas rather says on page 27, we're afraid that she'll, like on the third day, she might see Dam, and then she'll ruin her count. So therefore, it'll be like sort of like a bracha l'vatala l'mafreya. So therefore, we don't make a bracha on Sefir Sain Nekiyah. But the Shalah HaKadosh says that all the Tosha says is not to make a bracha, but you still should count. Hayom Yom Rishon L'Zayin Nekiyah. Hayom Yom, that's here, page 28. He says, "Exactly, when you're touched, aim royal on the varich. Mishum piyesh chashas brach levatala. This problem of racha, he michiyavis. The suffer law, it's a mitzvah. The suffer law, just like that serious haomer. So the Rabbi Yehuda on page 29, he said, no, the shalah made up a mitzvah. He's only of mitzvahs. He wanted to make up another mitzvah. He said." In other words, sometimes Sofra means to count, and Sofra just means keep cheshbon. By Zayin Nekiyah, it just means to keep cheshbon. It doesn't mean to actually count. So there's no mitzvah to count. Bepeh. You just have to keep track. So that's the... okay, and then... the Neil Stucker. Maybe we'll pick it up. You remind me tomorrow that we should start with the Mil Tzedakah. Okay? Because it'll take a little time to redo it, so we'll do. We'll start with the Mil Tzedakah for tomorrow. There's a Shem, page 32, 33. Okay, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Harav Ben Katz. And good morning, Sani Spitzer. Good morning, Rav Avraham. Welcome back to the... Are you back on the East Coast?
Yeah, I'm back.
He's back on the East Coast. Good morning, Josh Blau. Good morning, MZ Binder. Good morning, Yoni Sun and Shine. And good morning, Nathan Bauer. Good morning, Barak Bader. And good morning, Ezra Hagler. And good morning, Zach Berger. Okay, so just to remind everyone, this Sunday we're having the Bechina on the Harchokos, the Vestas Harchokos. That's at 10 o'clock on this Sunday. And, okay. I mean, we already passed what the Bechina is on, so this is already what we're doing now, so the Bechina after that. But that's why. So tomorrow we continue, Bez Hashem. Sunday we have that Bechina. Okay. Okay, everyone should have a good day. And Chol Tov.